What I can tell you, Wendy, is that the disruption around Sloane Street in Lurgan is both widespread and extensive, and a number of side streets are also closed. There's quite a strong police presence at the various points, some police officers carrying heavy weaponry. As you say, the main focus is at the Sierra Special Needs School. It's a school, Wendy, with about 130 pupils, and it has a number of sections: preschool, primary school, and post-primary. So the children and young people attending there would be between 3 and 19 years of age. So all of these pupils and all of these students and their teachers have been unable to go there today. But also alongside it is the Carrick Primary School. It has about 300 plus students there, I'm told. And again, some students arrived there this morning. They were sent home, and the rest weren't allowed to come there. And the other focal point, Wendy, is, as you alluded to, it's at Lurgan Hospital. Now, one of the difficulties, because of the extensive nature of this security alert, Wendy, is that we can't get as close as we'd like to see exactly what is going on at the various locations. But we did take a look around towards Lurgan Hospital, and some of the entrances to the hospital are closed. Now, it seems to me that it is operating, but people are having to go in through different entries and through restricted entries.
So it's causing a real nuisance for many people there, and a concerning time, particularly for these youngsters at schools and their teachers and parents, I'm assuming.
Well, very much so, Wendy, and you may very well have hit it on the head there. It is a nuisance at the very least, because in recent weeks we've come to almost expect an alert a day. In some cases, like today, there are more than one alert, and alerts aren't just things in the abstract that happen. They have an effect. Sometimes they just result in traffic delays or some disruption, and sometimes the disruption can be minimal. But I can tell you, Wendy, here in Lurgan today, the disruption is anything but minimal, because you're talking about, you know, between 400 and 500 students who can't go to school today, and all their teachers are affected, and that has a knock-on effect for families. Some people who have care facilities and arrangements in place for their children during the day, well, they've in some cases, some parents may have had to come out of work to pick up their children and to make alternative arrangements. And then again, in a hospital situation, people going for appointments, people going for visits, that's all been disrupted today. So at the very least, this is a nuisance, but I suspect here in Lurgan today, it's at least a nuisance with a capital N.
Exactly. Kevin, just to be clear, as you said, Lurgan Hospital, there are different entries and exits being used. It does seem still to be operating. Is there any advice around